kids at home with the boys. They're sick. Yes. Yes, sir. I'm going to take you. We're going to go ahead and begin with worship this evening. As people are coming in, we have a lot out with sickness. Need to remember in prayer requests the many that we have that are out sick. Tommy, could you bring me a bulletin? I do not have one. Lord, as we open the service of worship, be a service that is glorifying to you. Please stand with me. The song we learned last week and we heard it once before.
I won't. Before we start singing the next song, I was going to apologize for fasting last Wednesday for talking. You know, I got this thought, what if we were praying out loud all the time? And I was trying just to put your spirit down, so I'm sorry for that. And, you know, we were talking about giving 100% to Christ. Honestly, I don't understand that, how to do that myself, so I wouldn't be probably advising you, since I cannot do it myself. But we've got less than 45 minutes here tonight. Let's try with small things. Each word you whisper in the ear of your friend, let it be about God. And let it be for God. Every sound that, and every word on the screen that you pronounce, let it be for God, just for praising, just for 45 minutes. Deal? We try? Okay. So let's give our hearts to Him.
Thank you. Be seated. Do we have prayer concerns this evening? Jacqueline. Cameron. That's wonderful. Betty? One of those were some amazing stories that came out from the news this morning, that how what the damage was, and there were some injuries, no lives lost. That is a blessing.
And along those lines, just if you don't mind me continuing with that, my sister lives in Arkansas. Her neighborhood was wiped out. And thank God, they said that it looked like the tornado lifted up into the sky three houses down from hers. So she's safe, her family's safe. Her husband's actually in Honduras on a mission trip, so he wasn't there during the storm. But anyway, please pray for their community. I know of three people at least in her neighborhood whose lives were lost last night. And they can't get out of their community right now. They can't leave the subdivision because there are so many trees down. And so please pray for her. Her name's Tanya. And I'm just so thankful that she's safe. And that God protected them. But there are also a lot of people who are dealing with loss and who have lost their homes.
Pam. Say Mickey. Are there others? Nikki? Mrs. Carmother is at Williamson Medical Center. Excuse me. Any others? Thomas? Maybe we need to quarantine him. I'd also like to add Braxton and Thatcher. Thatcher, we took him back to the doctor Monday. He has an ear infection. And then last night, Braxton started running a temperature and coughing. Mm-hmm. So they can't both be sick at the same time. But no, just that they both get well. Teresa. Okay, Jacqueline.
And also, if I could just say thank you to all of you who have prayed for me through my illness. God has just continually given me strength. And not just that, but He's brought me to a place that's just even deeper with Him. And he's so good. He is so good. And I also want to just thank you for your support. So many of you asked tonight how I've been feeling. And it means so much to me to know that the body of Christ is with me in this and that God's seeing me through. That's a good thing. So thank you.
Are there others?
Yes.
Let us all stand and hold hands. No, just hold hands where you are. If you want to. Ted will lead us in a prayer for these prayer requests and concerns and praises.
Lord, we just thank you so much that we're able to come together like this because of the involvement of all the missionary and the friends we have that are out there doing that. We understand that this is a big deal. Sometimes we don't appreciate the fact that we can do this without armed guards and storming in and making it stop. So we're grateful that we still live in a place where we can do this freely. Lord, for all the sickness in this body and among the people that they know, I pray that not only will you heal them, and not only will you commit, that if any of these people don't know you, that this will be your opportunity to get their attention. Let them know that there's no family like your family. Lord, I pray for those that didn't mention anything to us. Felt like maybe it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't important enough. Remind them that anything that's important to them is important to you. And that you care about us, not because we deserve it, but because you are who you are. You're great and mighty and beyond understanding. And you do care about each and every one of us equally. And I pray, Lord, for anyone here that is resisting knowing you or totally surrendering. I pray, Lord, that tonight is their night. That they finally just give in and understand there's nothing the Lord has. You could even be mentioned the same breath with what you can offer. I'm thankful, Lord, for the praises that you've had. And we lift it up to you and give you credit for the healings that you've heard about and the safety that was afforded to some of these people in the tornado. And we are grateful knowing that your sovereignty is beyond our understanding why one is protected and one may not be. We know that as children of yours, we're safe no matter what happens to us. You're saying it, and we're so grateful. We hope, Lord, that you enjoy this praise that we bring to you. We know it's not impressive, but we're sincere and we love you, Lord. We mean every word. So just be with everyone here. Fill us all, Lord, with that wonderful spirit. And remind us every second of the evening that we're in a very special place. For your family. I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Maybe see you. Our message tonight will be given by Reverend John Hyden. And John is the minister at the Franklin CP Church and the Harpeth Lick CP Church. So thank you, John, for coming to be with us tonight.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here. For those of you who don't know me, you'll probably find out this. I love to preach. That's my calling, and I have a wonderful time. Whether y'all will have a wonderful time with me doing it, we'll see. But I will have a wonderful time being up here and being with you. I have a special love for some of the people that are near and dear to you. Susan and I went to seminary together, and I would like to just comment that she is one who loves the Lord, and anybody who would travel for as long as she did back and forth to Memphis has to love the Lord in a tremendous way, and she understands that more than maybe you do. But it was a wonderful time to get to know her and have several classes together with her, and know how much she loves the Lord, and she loves all of you folks tremendously. And your pastor, Larry, and I have done quite a bit of work together. He got me through my parish practicum class in seminary. Praise the Lord! And I say that with all sincerity and with a great amount of joy. Getting through a seminary is such an effort for those of us who are maybe a little bit academically challenged. And it is great that the Spirit of God lives and moves beyond those times of our lacking. If you would, before I get started with the Word and the message, you would pray with me. Let us pray. Oh dear God, we are thankful for your word. And as it is proclaimed from my lips this evening, may it go forth and spread your spirit in a special way. May it touch somebody's heart who is dealing with something beyond their way of being able to deal with it. May you touch them and enable them to give and them to receive the peace that passes all human understanding. Amen. I have changed up a little bit of what I wanted to do this evening because I felt as though it was the Spirit had moved me in a different direction. And for some of us that's hard to change, but when the Spirit moves within your life, and I believe that the Spirit is moving in everybody's life, we have to be willing to change as that Spirit moves. God loves each and every one of you in such a special way and wants to demonstrate that love by the Spirit that Jesus Christ gives us through His life and through His death and now His resurrection and His Spirit. And I would like to read from Mark, the first chapter, and start with the 12th verse. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. my message this morning, this evening, I'm not used to speaking in the evening, is about being purple people. We had a song in the 60s that said, it was called Purple People Here. I don't know if you've ever heard it. It's way back. But, well, there he knows it. But I want you to consider on being purple people this evening. And there's two times during the Christian seasons that we have that we put our purple out. You see this? I think that's purple, isn't it? We put it out in what we call the Advent season, the four weeks before Christmas, as we prepare to meet the baby Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. Those weeks are have to do with hope, peace, joy, and love as we prepare with our first purple season to prepare for Jesus Christ as the baby on Christmas time, at Christmas time. And today, Ash Wednesday, marks the second season that we become purple people. And we do that by taking our minds towards Jesus Christ and what He did on the mountaintop for 40 days and 40 nights. As He prayed and fasted as He prepared for His death and resurrection on the cross. And we as believers in Jesus Christ should always look to Him as the way that we would like to live our lives. And the demonstration that He gave us is what we should do as people. And any time you see that number 40, as He went up to the mountaintop and prayed 40 days and 40 nights, we see it several times in the Bible. You may remember that the people wandered around in the desert after they were taken out of Egypt and wandered for 40 years. You may remember the story of Noah, where it rained 40 days and 40 nights. 40. And every time you see it in the Bible, it is a number to some, but it always means a long time. And I guarantee you, if Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, or if you do something for 40 days, it will be a long time. Anytime we see that number, it means a long time. And as we begin here, Ash Wednesday, it's what this is tonight. We start preparing for our 40-day journey before the time when we celebrate Jesus Christ's death and resurrection on Easter. This is the beginning of our preparation. Because, folks, if you don't know it, sometime in your life, you're going to desperately need to be prepared to receive what God has got for you. Sometime in your life, you're going to desperately need it. I remember in 1991 when I first started preaching, I was preaching in a little place called Sugar Tree, Tennessee. Probably none of you have heard of it. And I was also a truck driver. And one Friday evening, I was coming back, getting ready for that week. And my mother, I called my mother, she lived nearby, and she said that there's been a terrible accident right near where my church was, right near the truck stop that I parked my truck, Sugar Tree Truck Stop. And she said that I don't know what exactly happened, but your father is at the hospital trying to minister to some people who had a tragic accident. And what had happened was a group of teenagers, Cumberland Presbyterian teenagers, had come from Texas to a camp in Middle Tennessee, I think it's Centerville. And on their way back, their van had broke down, and they stopped at the Sugar Tree Truck Stop. And as they got the van back running and going and getting back on the interstate, there at the 126-mile marker on Interstate 40, they were coming, and a car was right in front of them, and then another car was coming the opposite direction, wanting to turn in front when they passed. And a dump truck came from the opposite direction and hit the car and went up in the air and landed on the back of that van and killed six teenagers coming home from a church camp instantly. When I got to the hospital, the two ones who were driving the van were trying to take messages back and forth from the parents in Texas. And I'll never forget, to my dying day, one of those parents who was driving that van. They survived. They were in the front. Talking to a parent and had to tell them that their daughter had just died. Folks, that is a time when you have to be prepared from all God Almighty to know what to say. That is a time when only the grace of God will possibly get you through. That is a time when there are no words that can possibly be said from what you are and who you are. You have to be prepared spiritually by God to meet that time in your life. I know probably none of you have been at that place in your life yet, but it will come at some time in your life when you will have no words that you could possibly say. Nothing you could possibly do that could possibly comfort anybody. And you desperately want that. That's why I want you to become purple people this season, beginning today. To take time this season of Lent to pray and prepare yourself for when those times come in your life where you will be able to meet that need, and that God will be able, through your preparedness, to speak through you, where you would be able to say to a parent that their child had just died. That's what this season is about. That's what being a Christian is about. Being more than who you are. Being who God wants you to be. 40 days is a long time. Think about it. What could you give up this season? 1 year I gave up TV for 40 days. That TV was talking to me. Whoa. At that time, that was one of the beginnings of me feeling my call to the ministry. It's worth it, folks. It's worth it to take that time to prepare. I know Susan would hate to be one of those parents, to have to tell one of your parents that something tragic happened to you. But I guarantee you, she's prepared. She's prepared. I'm prepared. Not because of who we are or who I am, but because of who God is through us. God loves you so much. When all the things of this world block what God has for you, let this season break that out and bring forth God's love in your life. Larry?
Please stand with me as we sing. When we practiced Sunday night and we were singing this song, we've noticed that we don't have much songs about asking for forgiveness. Just a very, very small number. So this song is asking God to forgive us. All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us turning our own separate way. We are nothing. And fall and show of the glory. But your glory is what we desire to see, and your presence is all we want to be. Oh, oh, oh. Show us your mercy and grace. Thank you. Be seated. The service of placing the ashes on your forehead, or it's also called the imposition of ashes, this is what John was talking about, preparing ourselves for the season of Lent. And this isn't for show. This isn't just to get ashes on your forehead, but this is going before God. Preparing ourselves, preparing our hearts, preparing our minds for being who God has called us to be. And through this season, as we look towards Jesus' death and resurrection.
Thank you. Of your faith in God. nothing to say. I sit in silence wondering what led me to this place. How did my heart become so lifeless cold? Where did the passion go? When all my effort seems like chasing the wind, I've used up all my strength and there's nothing left to give. I've lost the feeling and I'm down to the core. I can't fake it anymore. Here I am at the end. I'm in need of resurrection. Only you can take this empty shell and raise it from the dead. What is left to the world? What seems far beyond redemption? You can take the pieces in your hand and make me whole again. Again. You speak in your creation forth to me. Raise your hand and call the waves of the raging sea. You have a way of turning winter to spring. Make something beautiful out of all this suffering. Here I am, once again, having the resurrection. Only and raise it from the dead. What a loss to the world. What seems far beyond redemption. You can take the pieces in your hand and make me whole again.
Please stand with me. Our bulletin says a prayer for our country, but in light of John's sermon, I'd like to offer a prayer for guidance. You will pray with me. God, we are on the path. Though it seems we may be alone at times, we know we're on the right path. Your words light our way in the darkness and guide us like the stars. Your truth corrects us, encourages us, binds us, and lifts us up. We are believers in the Word, therefore, we are all teachers of the Word. And we are all students. We are all encouragers. We are all lights. Help us to show the world your love. The world is a thirsty place right now, God. The eyes and throats of your children are caked with dust. Help us give them relief, God. Help us give them rest. Transform us into cool water and pour us all over your tired, thirsty children, so that the world may see your love through us. Even to those who mock us and hate us, giving your love to the world is like trying to empty the ocean with a spoon. There's way more of your love than we can even imagine. Let us bring your water to the world. Those who walk in the desert will listen, and they will drink. Amen. Water to those who need to know him so much.